Thank you, Brother Toby. It's a blessing to be in the service again tonight. We're grateful the Lord's give us this time together to worship, and I trust that the Lord will speak to your heart tonight and you'll be responsive to it. I want to read out of Genesis 14 tonight. Genesis 14, and we'll begin with verse 18 of that text. Read down through the first verse of Genesis 15. If you have your Bible with you and want to follow along as we read the Word of God together, we'll look at this passage and try to preach tonight, the Lord being my helper, as you would pray for me, and I thank you for praying for us. Genesis 14, it's verse 18, is where we want to begin reading, and we'll read down through the first verse of the next chapter, which is chapter 15. The Bible said, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion." Verse 1 of chapter 15 said, "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Let's look to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, I do bow before you, and I want to say thank you for the good day that you've given us and the health and strength that you've allotted us and permitted us to have. I thank you for traveling mercy and grace to come this way tonight. I thank you for the good vehicle of drive. I thank you, Lord, for the prayers of your people. I thank you for the services the last two nights. And Lord, I thank you for liberty to preach and for your presence among us. But this is another night, and this is, Lord, another service. And I pray now you'd help us as I endeavor to preach. I pray, Lord, you'd touch me with that touch that man can't preach without. I pray you'd strengthen my body and my voice. I'd ask you to strengthen me in the inward man. I'd ask you, God, to illuminate my mind and loosen my tongue. I'd ask you to give me clearness of speech and clarity of thought. I pray, Lord, you'd give me heavenly wisdom and spiritual insight and understanding, Lord, that only you can give a man. I pray, Lord, you'd share with me that I might share with your people. Lord, give to me that I might give to them. May I be a vessel, Lord, tonight that you can feel. May I be a voice you can cry through. May, Lord, I be pliable and usable in your hands tonight, sensitive and submissive to your Holy Spirit. I pray you purge me and cleanse me and wash me from anything and everything that would hinder the working of the Spirit of God. Have your way in my life tonight. Lord, now I pray I'll let the Word of God fall from my lips in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. May they find lodging in the hearts and lives of those that are here. Deal with that sinner, stir that saint. May we all leave here revived, refreshed, and renewed by coming tonight. Above everything that's done, get glory to your high and holy name. We'll love you, we'll thank you, and we'll praise you for what you do. I ask what I ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for praying with us and standing as we read the Word of God tonight. I guess if I would have a thought tonight, it would come out of verse 22 when Abram said, I lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Abram was going to lift his hand unto the Lord. That is, he was going to lift his hand in praise. He was going to lift
his hand as if to say, I must depend on the Lord.
Right.
Now here, Genesis 14 is the chapter in the Word of God where we find the first war. We find that Abraham actually goes to rescue his nephew Lot.
Right.
We know by reading the Word of God that Lot has, my friend, wound up in Sodom. When he and Abraham split because, my friend, actually of their blessings, they had so many flocks and herds
right.
that their herdsmen began to strive against each other, trying to find a place to water and to feed those herds and flocks.
Amen.
And Abraham allowed Lot to make the first choice of which way he would go as they would separate from each other. He said, whatever you take, I'll take what's left.
That's right.
And the Bible said he lifted up his eyes, that is Lot, and my friend, I looked towards the well-watered plains of Jordan, and he picked that place and pitched his tent
Amen.
Toward Sodom.
Amen.
Sodom is a type of the world, our worldliness.
Yes.
And though my friend Lot had come out of Ur of the Chaldees with Abraham and the others, my friend, when he pitched his tent towards Sodom and left Abraham's altar, and my friend, it headed caused him to have a great downfall. Amen.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, we would not know that Lot was righteous if, my friend, the New Testament had not told us that his righteous soul had been vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked down in Sodom.
That's right.
Oh, my friend. But tonight, he's there now. He didn't just pitch his tent. He's wound up in Sodom. And my friend, while he's there, my friend, the ruling kings, our confederacy, my friend, that has ruled over Sodom and the other cities of the plain, four others, my friend, Sodom and those cities rebel, and that those kings in that confederacy, my friend, that have ruled them, my friend, come, my friend, and take everything in Sodom and everybody, and that includes Lot and his family and their goods. And when Abraham hears about it, he doesn't say, well, that's just good enough for him. I tried to tell him before he separated, but the Bible uses these words, my friend, that he goes after my friend, his brother. Amen. Thank God, he's not just his nephew, but his brother. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that we're to do the same in the New Testament. Amen. Ye which are spiritual, my friend, we're to restore, my friend, in the spirit of meekness, those that have been tempted, those that have been overtaken in a fault, considering ourselves, lest we also should be tempted. Amen. Those folk not interested in going, my friend, after Lot or after their brother or sister, they're more interested, my God, my friend, in getting up in the prayer service and making a prayer request. But it's really not a prayer request. It's an announcement, my God, about what somebody's done. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Thank God. Yeah, have y'all noticed that a lot of prayer requests have taken, my friend, before we pray, that sometimes, thank God, it's just a venting platform for folks, thank God, how to gossip and to talk about somebody else. And they don't really mean they want you to pray for them. They want to tell you before you find out who anybody is. And else, thank God, they'll get on the telephone and talk about it. Amen. Or talk about that person. But Abraham was serious about bringing Lot back. Can you imagine? Thank God, here's a man. Thank God, wealthy as he is, but facing four kids. Amen. And of course, to get Lot, he has to get all of Sodom. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hear me. Raven Hill wrote that famous book. Sodom had no Bible. But I remind you, they did have a righteous man that reached in. Hey, God. And brought them out of the condition they were in. And they ought to look to the God of heaven. But they resisted and rebelled. And, oh, and went away from God. Y'all hear me tonight?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
God help us. And here, a lot, as Abraham has brought Lot back now, he's defeated those kings. He's got Lot. He's got his family. He's got all the goods, as well as all of Sodom and their goods. And he's headed back home. He's headed back up to the plains of Mamre, where he dwells, up to that city called Hebron. Amen. Thank God. He's headed back to that place of fellowship. That's what Hebron means. Of company, communion, and fellowship. He's headed back to that place of communion and fellowship. Thank God that he has with the Lord. Amen. After he's rescued his brother. Amen. And as he heads back, there are two kings that meet him. The king of Sodom, whose name is there, meets him. The king of Salem, whose name is Melchizedek, meets him. Amen.
Right.
Yes. Oh my. Thank God. And when the king of Sodom offers for him to take all of the spoils of victory, amen, all the goods of Sodom, and just let him have the people, here's what Abraham says: I lift up my hand, hey God, oh, to the Lord, that is Jehovah, hey God, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. He said, I'm not going to take a hand out, I'm going to lift my hand up unto the Lord. Amen. What made him make that statement? Well, I'll say tonight and I'll be through. I say tonight, it's because, hey God, before my friend King Beer of Sodom met Abraham, hey God, the king of Salem, Melchizedek, met Abraham.
Amen.
Hey God, and what he offered him, and what he told him, and what he shared with him was more important and more valuable than what the king of Sodom could offer him. And he said, forget you've given me anything. I'm lifting my hand to Jehovah, the Most High God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless his name. And we find that Melchizedek meets him. We find more reading about Melchizedek in the book of Hebrews, first four verses of the chapter that reference him. Thank God. And we find out that when Melchizedek meets Abraham, hallelujah, it is after that he's come from the battle.
Amen.
He's the high priest of the Most High God. And when he comes to talk to Abraham, when he comes, my friend, to share with Abraham and bring wine and bread, it's not on his way to the battle, but it's on his way from the battle.
Amen.
Now Abraham's fixing in during temptation from the king of Sodom. For Sodom's the type of the world. Is anybody listening to the preacher?
Amen.
And it was that when Abraham went into battle, I bet he needed the most help, and he needed God most. But it was after the battle, after his victory, amen, after he had come back with all the spoils and with all of Sodom, it was there that he needed the Lord the most.
Amen.
Can I say to you, most of the time, we do not fall. My friend, are you yield to temptation place in those times when you feel discouraged, when you feel defeated, when you feel down and out, when you feel and you're at the end of yourself, when you're not able to perform, that's really not when that you fall. My friend, a temptation and stray from the presence of the Lord. It's when my friend, things are going your way and the sun is shining and everything looks lovely. It's then, if you're not careful,
Amen.
You'll find
Amen.
Yourself
yes, sir.
Being tempted and drawn away
that's
by the
right,
Lord.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Anybody listening to me tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
There is something about prosperity that somehow leads our hearts astray from God. I enjoy what God has given us, and I appreciate what God has given us as a nation.
Sure.
But we know that it's brought us a long way from God.
Amen.
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 Why did Abraham say, I'll lift up my hand and I won't hold out my hand to you? I won't take a hand out. Amen. Instead of you making me rich, I'm going to give something to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'll lift my hand to Him. I don't hold it out to you. And what will make us lift our hand to God instead of holding it out for what this world can give us to
Him?
Amen.
Sure.
Hallelujah. First of all, the reason he could say, I lift up my hand to the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yes, because, my friend, back when he came back from the battle, Melchizedek, this high priest, amen, reminded him where his strength, where his blessings had come from.
Amen. Amen.
Notice what he says in these verses. And the Bible said, Melchizedek, king of Salem, blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. He said, Abraham, can I say why you have what you have? Abraham, can I say to you the reason why God you was able even to go into battle and have 318 servants? It's because the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, has blessed Abraham.
Amen.
Well, bless his name. Can I say tonight, the only reason you and I are here tonight, it's not our strength, it's not our ability, it's not our intellect. Oh, hear me, friend. It's not even so much our faithfulness tonight. I know that comes into play, but there would nothing be possible tonight if the great God of heaven had not blessed us tonight. But we have been blessed by the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth tonight. Abraham, as an individual, as a person, But he said, blessed be the Most High God which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Abraham, don't think it's because you're a good general.
Amen.
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 Don't think it was because you're so wise in your strategic planning and your battle planning. He said, I'll tell you, Abraham, while you're coming back with victory, I'm telling you, Abraham, while you're able to defeat four kings, it's because, my God, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, has blessed you. He has delivered your enemies into your hands.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right, Richard.
Bless his name.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to tell you tonight the reason why God, or why America has preserved tonight, is not because we're the superpower of the world. Our army's better and bigger. Our military forces are better than bigger than everybody else. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Can I just sidetrack her just a minute while we're there? Amen. This is the first war in the Scripture. Thank God, where Abraham goes out as a minority and defeats a majority. Amen. And it'll be that way. I don't know if the law first mentioned has any reference here or not. Probably does. But I want to tell you, from then on, look at Israel. Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God who come out of the loins of Abraham. Never a time that God did not bless them as a minority or to win the battle, though they faced a majority.
Amen.
Or Nemo. That's exactly right. Joshua defeated them in the land of Canaan. Are y'all with me tonight? And Gideon defeated the Midianites, though they were like grasshoppers. Is anybody listening tonight? And you can come up to modern day history.
Amen.
We may have a lot to brag on tonight. Military in America. By the way, I'm not for cutting defense.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm not for putting all my dependence on defense and leaving God out of the picture.
Amen.
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 You read any correct history about the founding of this nation and how that the British, amen, was just about a world empire. Amen. And had such a vast army and navy, and yet a little ragtag outfit under the direction of a fellow named George Washington. I was able to defeat him, and I will tell you, the first year he didn't hardly win nothing. Amen. Thank God he didn't. He wasn't a good, my friend, a battle planner. He didn't know how, but it's the good grace of God that delivered his enemies into his hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has blessed us. And Abraham, before you take anything from the king of Sodom, you better look up and realize you're here because God has delivered your enemies.
Amen.
Into your hand.
Amen. Yes, sir. That's right.
Hallelujah. And any battles you've won, any victories you've had, it's not you but the God that you serve tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, bless his name. So, first of all, he lifted up his hands because Melchizedek made him to know that God had blessed him and God had delivered his enemies into his hand.
Amen.
Secondly, amen, he said, I lift my hands, amen, to the Most High God, to the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. He Amen.
Yes,
it is. Now, for the sinner, when the Lord crosses your path, hallelujah, in the valley of conviction or from the battle of condemnation and conviction, He'll cross your path and show you wine and bread. That speaks of His blood and His body. Now, I have a problem. If you don't, start to tell me after church, but just don't bother to tell me. We'll just go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like we are. You not having and me having a problem. I have a problem with folks that want to talk to sinners about God meeting their physical need, their financial need, amen, and all their other needs, but never talk to them about the most important need. Hey, and I believe when God crosses the sinner, the first thing He reveals to them is the fact, hallelujah, that it was Christ's blood that was shed for their sin, and that it was Christ's body, I love that bear their sins, and that their help and their hope is in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. That's the first thing He deals with sinners about.
That is.
And all He can take care and does take care of all the rest of that. But the first and primary point, thank God, of God crossing paths with the sinner is to let them know about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But for the child of God, this wine and bread, simply in the Scriptures, wine is... typology is a type of joy. It stands for joy. What Melchizedek brought to him was something that he could not get, hallelujah, from Sodom, from the king of Sodom, from the spoils of Sodom, and that was joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world has fun, but they don't have joy.
Amen.
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 That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
And when the clouds darken and the rain moves in and the winter gets cold, when the event that the world has offered is over with, the fun is over with, but the joy that Jesus gives, the joy that comes with knowing God is an everlasting joy. Hallelujah. And the storms can't do anything about it. Hey, and the cold weather has no effect on it. It's everlasting. It's ever abiding.
Amen.
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 Right.
Joy, joy, joy.
And He offered him joy. He presented him joy. Presented him that wine. And of course the bread. The bread speaks of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
And His body was broken for us. Amen. He bare our sins in His body on the tree. But then His body in us, His blood, saves us and secures us and preserves us. Thank God, His blood shields us from the judgment and the wrath of God. But His body in us is our strength. Amen. It's our life. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Thank God. And may I say, the bread of Sodom will run out. Hallelujah. But this bread, this word of God, this life that He gives day in and day out, will not end. It'll carry us on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I bless His name for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, after Melchizedek met Abraham and gave these things to him and told him what he told him, Abraham said, well, in that case, I owe some. Hallelujah. And he paid tithes. Amen. He gave unto the king of Salem tithes.
Amen.
Amen. He lifted up his hands by saying, you give me so much. Hallelujah. I just want to give this back to you. Amen. Not that he could repay.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. And not that he was a debtor trying to pay off his debt, because you can't pay it off.
Right.
We're not a debtor to God. Salvation's free, but we are a debtor. Thank God, to the Jew, the Greek, the bond. Thank God, my friend, the wise, the unwise. Thank God, those that are free, those that are bound. How to preach to them what we know about Christ.
Right. Amen.
That's our obligation.
Yes, it is.
So we're a debtor too.
Amen.
But he lifted up his hands as a way to say thank you. I appreciate it. I recognize where it come from. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So he blessed him. He brought him bread and wine. And just his person. Hallelujah. Is he brought righteousness and peace. Because Melchizedek means king of righteousness.
Amen.
And Salem, or king of Salem, means he's the king of peace.
Amen.
And they are in that order.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can't have peace without righteousness. And if you get righteousness, you'll have peace.
Amen.
For the sinner first, amen. Thank God, until you have the righteousness of Christ to your life imputed to you, you don't have peace.
Amen. Amen.
Your enemies.
Amen.
Thank God, you're my friend. Oh, thank God, you're my friend against God, not for him. But it's not till the reconciliation of the cross and God imputes to you the righteousness of Christ that you then have peace with God. Full peace but no righteousness. You can't have the peace of God without the righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
And you know this, but let me just emphasize here tonight. When God imputes righteousness, he also imparts righteousness. Imputation is a legal term. God imputes or puts to our account. And God or declares us how to be right because of Jesus Christ. We have none of our no righteousness of our own. We cannot declare ourselves right. And God does not declare us right based on who we are or what we've done or what we haven't done or what we'll ever do. But he declares us right or says we're right because the righteousness of Christ has been put to our account. And we were poor, but we become rich in grace and in mercy and in life and in forgiveness. Amen. But he don't just impute righteousness. He imparts it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're not just declared righteous. We're made righteous.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God just doesn't talk about righteousness. He puts the desire for righteousness within us.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, bless his name. So for the sinner, it's righteousness and peace. But for the saint, it's the same thing. Righteousness and peace.
Amen.
Somebody said, I'm saved, but I don't feel right. Well, do right.
Right.
Do what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost have His way in your life. Start doing what a Christian's supposed to do. Amen. Instead of going against the Bible and against the Scriptures and against the church and against the man of God. Do what the Scriptures and the Spirit and the saints and the servant tells you. Hey God, and you'll have peace. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So when Abraham realized what God had done for him and what he had, righteousness and peace, when Sodom, the king of Sodom, whose name is Bear, showed up and said, you take the goods and I'll take the persons. Abraham looked at him and said, never mind. I've done lifted up my hand.
Amen.
To the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Since I've lifted my hand up to Him, I'm not going to take a thread to a shoe latchet from you. I'm not going to let anybody say, amen, that King Lear or Sodom made Abraham rich.
Amen.
If I'm rich, God did it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
If I have anything, God give it to me. Not the world. Hallelujah. And the old timers used to say, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
Oh, bless His name. He said, I've got what I've got from the Lord. I have enough. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah. He's the self-existent one. He's the covenant-keeping God. He's the God that reveals Himself out of me personally. Hallelujah. He's the Most High God. He's not just one of the gods. Pile up all your gods, King Sodom. He's the Most High God. He possesses heaven and earth. And you want me to take, thank God, what you had accumulated in Sodom, I'll just take from His hand, since He owns it all. And all you own is just a little bit.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, what you've got to offer will perish anyhow.
Amen.
What you've got to offer is temporal. What you've got to offer will be burned up. But what He has to offer is eternal. I'll just lift up my hand.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I wonder tonight, will you lift up your hand to the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth?
Amen. Amen.
Is that only the thread of your clothes? I don't need a shoe latchet from your shoes. Hallelujah. Because I've lifted up my hand to the one that owns it all, who is higher than everybody else, who gives me righteousness and peace.
Amen.
Who gives me joy and strength for the journey. Who has blessed me up to this time. Who has delivered my enemies into my hand. So why should I take anything from you? I've got all I need.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Great, strong.
Hallelujah. Was it not George Beverly Shea, am I right, that wrote that song, I'd Rather Have Jesus?
Yeah.
When they came in with the offers, amen, the contracts for him to take his voice and sing the world songs. Hallelujah. And they said, will you do it? He said, I'll give you my answer tomorrow. And when he came back into their offices on the morrow, and they said, what have you decided? He said, I'll give you my answer in this song. I'd rather have Jesus. Hallelujah. That worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, bless His name. Well, thank God tonight. I'd rather have Him. I lift up my hand to Him. Just take the world. Thank God it's all going to perish and pass away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless His name.
Yeah.
And Abraham lifted up his hand to Melchizedek, king of Salem, king of righteousness, and king of peace, who had blessed him and blessed the Most High God, and had brought him bread and wine. Chapter 15, verse 1 says, after these things, after all that took place, sometime another back yonder Hebron, I don't know how many days it was, or how many nights later it was, or how many weeks later it was, or maybe even months, but the Lord appeared to Abram in a vision and said, I saw you when you lifted up your hand to me.
Amen.
And because you lifted up your hand to me, I'm going to lift up my hand for you.
Amen.
He said, I want to tell you, I am your shield. Hallelujah. In other words, hey God, don't be afraid about those four kings or none of the other inhabitants that would come against you, because you went in and delivered Sodom and brought Lot out. I'll be your shield.
receiving great reward. Since you wouldn't take nothing from the king of Sodom, I want to tell you, I'll be your exceeding great reward. I'll give you what you need. I'll bless it. I'll see to you. I'll lift up my hand unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad tonight the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, will do the same for His saints tonight. Amen. He will be our shield, and He is our exceeding great reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, you ain't getting nothing out of serving God. You ain't seen the benefit package kick in yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can just see over yonder tonight what's waiting for the child of God. Woo! You'll know it's far better and far greater than anything this world has to offer. Hallelujah. I want to do as Abraham tonight, and I wonder if you would want to do the same. I want to lift up my hand to the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. I want to lift my hand to Him in praise. And I want to lift my hand to Him publicly saying, I need your help. Amen. I am relying on you. Amen. I lift my hand to testify that you brought me safely this far, and I'm going to depend on you to take me the rest of the way home. Well, hallelujah. Bless His name. I don't want the world to make me rich. I don't want to take anything that King Sodom has to offer. I've been looking and lifting my hand up to you to meet all of my needs.
Amen.
I believe He will tonight, don't you?
Amen.
He will be our shield. An exceeding great reward. Everybody stand to your feet, please. Someone will come to the piano and sing a verse of song or play, or however Brother Toby wants to do it tonight. I'll give you an invitation tonight to come. You come tonight.
Thank
you. Just lift up your hand to Him tonight.
Much rather